This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is a song.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, June 8th, 2014. I guess everything is awesome, or maybe not. We're going to find out. There's a lot of breaking news. Alex is going to be joining us in the second hour. We're going to talk about the overwhelming of the borders. Is this something that is just incompetence, or is it a takedown of America by design? We believe the latter is the case. When you look at the soaring unemployment numbers, and of course they like to play games with the unemployment figures, constantly reviving them every quarter, redefining what unemployment means. But when you look at the core numbers, when you look at how many people are working as a percentage of the population, that tells the story accurately. And so we're going to look at what's happening with that. And of course, there's a lot of news in Drudge and elsewhere about the massive dumping of children into the U.S. from Central and South America. They're being told, go to the United States. They will not refuse you. I remember when they opened up Hong Kong Disney World, and they were so overwhelmed by people trying to get their children into to Disney World that parents, Chinese parents, were going to Disney World. Even after it was completely full and closed, they weren't taking any more tickets. They would lift their children over the gates and drop them into Disney World. Well, folks, America is no Disney World. If you're thinking about doing this for your children's benefit, we're going to talk about what is being exposed as far as ongoing information about child trafficking, human trafficking, the dangers of transporting these children. What's going to happen when they come to the United States and they're by themselves without any parents? Well, of course, Obama is going to be their parent. The United States government is going to be their parent. They are going to be raised from a very early age seeing the government as their benefactors, having no idea about the foundations of liberty that we have all enjoyed, and basically, essentially becoming wards of the state and devotees of the state. They're going to balkanize America with people who have no connection to an earlier culture, have no understanding of individual liberty and how human nature is always working against that, trying to consolidate power. That was the legacy that our founders gave us when we were in Copenhagen talking to some of the demonstrators there. Several of them said, you know, we envy you for having the kind of people founding your country like Jefferson and others who wrote about individual liberty, who wrote about what is necessary for a government to be controlled so that it doesn't control the people. And I said, well, of course, they've gotten around that. And they said, yeah, but the fact that you have that foundation, that legitimate foundation, that's a philosophical foundation, it's a legal foundation, all the rest of this stuff that's built on that foundation is just simply works of straw put on sand. When people understand the basis of that foundation, that can be swept away. So, of course, the government, all governments since the time of Plato, have wanted to get children at a very early age and raise them away from the family to become the dominant influence in their life. I believe that's what's really behind this open-door policy on immigration, trying to get these anchor children. Of course, we've had anchor babies in the past. Now they have anchor children. But having these children come in and be wards of the state, it's not just something that's going to implode the economy. And Alex is going to talk about how it is part of a long-term globalist plan. They're not going to have jobs, neither are we. The sector of service, the service sector of the economy, is going to be replaced by robots. They're already doing that. First, they took the manufacturing base, they sent it to China. Next, they're taking the manufacturing service base that's left here in the United States. That's going to be replaced with robots. So what are these people going to do? Well, they're going to use one group against the other as they take us down economically, as we can see that they have already taken down Central American companies. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with news, and we'll take your calls also in the second hour. Get your response to what Alex has to say. So stay with us.
General, what do you think about...
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, June 8th, 2014. I'm going to be joined by Alex in a special report about what's really going on with this overwhelming immigration. Of course, there's a lot of information in the news about people just bringing their children to the United States. They say, take them to the United States. They will not be refused. They think that their children are going to be educated here. They think they're going to be safe here. They need to think again. As I just mentioned in the first segment, seen this before in Hong Kong, where when Disneyland opened up in Hong Kong, people just took their children to Disneyland. If they couldn't get in, they just dropped them over the gate. That's not going to work in the United States. We've got information about child pedophile rings that's breaking in Virginia, as well as the overall plan of the globalists and how they're going to not only replace American workers, but they're going to replace any service workers with robots. This is something that they've planned for a long time. Alex is going to break that down for us. But first, I want to go into the story that just broke this last Friday after our show. Paul Joseph Watson had a report. The economist, an economist says that U.S. banks are preparing to charge customers for deposits. Now, this was earlier in the week. We told you that the European Central Bank was going to start doing negative interest rates for the banks there, of course. In other words, charging them for money that they had on deposit. Now, of course, if they're going to do that to the banks, you know that the banks are going to push that along, plus add additional fees to that for their own customers. It's just a matter of time. But Paul, in the article, quoted a couple of economists here in the United States that point out that, of course, it's inevitable that's going to come to the United States as well. Question is, when and in what form? In the article, he says banks in the EU have not indicated whether or not the costs will be passed on to consumers. But the New York Times' Neil Irwin says it's inevitable. He says they're going to pass on these negative interest rates to consumers, or at least try to. They may do so probably not by explicitly charging them interest rates. In other words, they're not going to put an item. They're not going to say that they're going to give you a negative interest rate. That would just annoy people, of course. They're going to be much more subtle about it. They're going to add new fees, or they're going to increase the amount of account maintenance fees. That's always been the case in the past. Just look at how your bank fees have escalated. We ought to do an article about that. We ought to go in and look at the escalating charges for every service that the banks provide. But then he also quotes another economist, Martin Armstrong. He points out in the article that Armstrong called the 1987 economic crash to the very day. And he says that banks are preparing for a raft of new account fees. He said in the U.S., we're more than likely not more likely than not, we're going to get negative interest rates directly passed on to consumers by the banks, who will now claim that it's the feds that are making them do it, because the feds will raise it on the banks, and then they'll say, we've got to pass those rates along to you. So you want to get your money out? You want to get your money out of the bank and put it in a mattress? Well, guess again, because we got another article up. Secret European cash limits are in place. Again, starting in Europe, they love to start these things in Europe. That's where the consolidation with the European Union started. That's where they started the euro. They used the collapse of the euro to take out elected representatives in places like Italy and Greece and replace them with Goldman Sachs bankers, where they called them technocrats. And so now we see that they're going the next step. As he points out, some of you remember the recent scandal where HSBC tried to impose cash withdrawal limits on their accounts. And this person, Mark Kempton from the BBC, says it turns out that was just a trial balloon to see if the public would object to it. These limits are already in place, and they're going to limit your cash withdrawals. They're going to say you can't take your money out. You got to keep it in there, and we're going to, of course, charge you higher fees on that. That's the way this thing is going to go down. This has been something that, and again, we're going to go to the immigration system. But before I do that, I also want to point out that this last week, of course, was the one-year anniversary of the Snowden leaks. We have an article up on InfoWars Today from Washington's blog. An NSA whistleblower says that Snowden never had access to the juiciest documents. Now, this isn't just any NSA whistleblower. This was the first of the NSA whistleblowers. We've talked to William Binney here at InfoWars, and of course, he was the technical head with global responsibilities, a global technical head of the NSA. We talked to him about their capabilities. He's very concerned. For a while, he was saying, we're this close to a police state, holding his two fingers very close like a pinch. But now, a few months ago, he said, we are in a police state. He said for years, and he worked for the NSA for over 30 years, he said he'd monitored during his career East Germany, as well as Russia. He knows what a police state looks like. He knows when they're monitoring their own system, their own citizens, to the extent that they are in this system, what that brings about. And he said, that's what we're doing here. We've had several NSA whistleblowers prior to Snowden that were very, very concerned when they saw the surveillance turn inward. Now, in this article that's up on InfoWars, what Tice was saying was one of the very first things that people would be told when they started to work for the NSA was the number one rule is that because of FISA, you do not ever spy on American citizens. That's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. You had to get special court permissions from a secretive court, the FISA court. That, of course, was created in response to the revelations that came out of the Frank Church Committee hearings in the 1970s, talking about CIA abuses. People were very concerned about the CIA and other intelligence organizations turning on the American people and creating a police state domestically. These organizations that were created to protect us from foreign enemies. Remember what Madison said. He said, if tyranny ever comes to America, it will come, tyranny and oppression, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. That is what the NSA is doing. We've talked about that in conjunction with the asymmetric warfare groups and their training for takeover American cities. We've talked about the militarization of the police and using the military as police. Well, that is especially true of these NSA-type documents. That is where we're going. Now, this is an article that, where Tice is talking about what Snowden did not have access to. And he, quite frankly, says that he believes that the NSA is spying on and blackmailing top government officials and military officers, including Supreme Court justices, highly ranked generals, Colin Powell, other State Department personnel, and many other top officials. And, of course, I've said many times, I firmly believe that when you look at the bizarre decision that Justice Roberts came out with, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, writing both the dissenting and agreeing opinion enabling Obamacare, that dramatic 180-degree turnaround, and writing both sides of the opinion, first disagreeing with it and then all of a sudden agreeing with it, I believe, and many other people have also believed, that he was blackmailed. This is a fellow, Robert Tice, was the very first of the NSA whistleblowers. He was even before William Binney and Thomas Drake and others who came after him. And when he came out, he was part of a group, and he was not a technical head as William Binney was in terms of looking at the programs, but what he was concerned about was still domestic espionage. He was concerned about the fact that there was a separate higher group within the NSA that had access to documents that the rest of the NSA did not have. And he says in this article, it is very compartmentalized. Even with the stuff they had, you might have something at the NSA where there's literally only 40 people that know that it's going on in the entire agency. He's saying that when they're doing these criminal actions, it's very similar to the types of things that J. Edgar Hoover was pulling on officials that we now know for many, many decades, controlling them, blackmailing them. Hoover had nothing like the NSA's capabilities. It would be very frightening to think what he would have done, and yet human nature is human nature. There's nothing that unique about J. Edgar Hoover. To think that there aren't many J. Edgar Hoovers within the NSA, whenever you give the government that kind of capability, they will use it. And he points that out here in his article. He says the information that they got about the fact that they, even at the time of the Church hearings, the NSA was wiretapping Frank Church and other senators, and they got those documents by accident. And he says when they're covering that stuff up, they are not going to put it on PowerPoint displays, which is the kind of stuff that Snowden has got. So even though Snowden has top secret clearance, there's another level above that, and we should be very concerned about that. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the overflowing of immigration, what it means for the breakdown of our...
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, but Alex is going to be joining us in the second hour. We're going to be talking about the massive immigration that's being allowed, actually encouraged by our government. What does it mean for society? Is it part of a larger plan? Alex is going to break that down for you in the second hour. In the last segment, we were talking about a new revelation from an NSA whistleblower. Actually, he's been talking about various aspects of this for quite some time. Russell Tice, someone who was actually one of the first of the NSA whistleblowers. Many people don't realize that before Ed Snowden, there were, I believe there was five, maybe six NSA whistleblowers. There were four that were together. Tice was the very first one. They were talking about the fact that the American government was, for the first time after 9/11, spying on Americans in dragnet methods, people that were not suspected of any crime, and not going before a FISA judge as they were required to do. And, of course, FISA was something that was a provision that came after the Church Committee hearings to try to rein in the intelligence community to keep them from doing this very thing. And yet the FISA, quote-unquote, court has become this secretive court with one judge, one lawyer from the administration who wants that judge to do something. Nobody in an adversarial relationship, nobody, no judge on the other side saying, that's not a good idea. Nobody advocating for the Bill of Rights or the Constitution or the American people. There is no adversarial hearing. It is a closed door, star chamber type of hearing. And when they create these, they say, precedent-setting decisions, they pretend as if they are modifying the Constitution and doing so with a court decision that the American public is never allowed to see. So it's an amazing world. But I tell you what, Stephen Fry had a video that was up on The Guardian. And I don't know if you guys can get a little bit of this queued up here. But he said there is something squalid and rancid about being spied on. He did that as part of the one-year anniversary of the Snowden documents coming out. But as Russell Tice was pointing out, Snowden never had access to the juiciest documents. In other words, there were things that they didn't put on PowerPoint displays. And there's some pretty bad stuff that we've seen on PowerPoint displays. But some of the worst stuff, some of the stuff that is similar to what we know J. Edgar Hoover was doing in terms of blackmailing senators, blackmailing Supreme Court justices, destroying military personnel or generals, as we've seen with Petraeus. And I don't know what was going on with Petraeus. Of course, he has now subsequently allied himself with Hillary Clinton, and perhaps it had something to do with the Benghazi affair, or is why they took him out. Nevertheless, the fact that they're able to do this should concern all of us. It should concern all of us that they're looking at our own stuff. And that's what Stephen Fry was talking about. He said there's something squalid and rancid about being spied on. Can you play that?
There's something squalid and rancid about being spied on. Nobody likes it. The idea of having your letters read by somebody, your telegrams, your faxes, your postcards intercepted, was always considered one of the meanest, most beastly things a human being could do, and for a government to do, without good cause. using the fear of terrorism that we all have, the fear of the unknown that we all share, the fear of enemies who hate us, is a duplicitous and a deeply wrong means of excusing something as base as spying on the citizens of your own country. GCHQ, the NSA in America, cooperate together through PRISM and other systems to listen in on, to read and intercept everything we send.
Yes.
It's enough that corporations...
It is amazing. It truly is amazing, and I appreciate him speaking out on that. Of course, that's Stephen Fry. He's a writer. He's a comedian. He was one of the actors in V for Vendetta, if you recognize his voice. He has it exactly. And it really is not only Orwellian, but it's kind of an Alice in Wonderland type of thing. So many different aspects to it. Look at this article. Judge orders the NSA to stop destroying evidence for the third time. See, when you give them that kind of power, they're not going to listen to anybody. If they're going to violate the Constitution, don't you think they'll violate a judge's order? Now, this is a judge that has asked the National Security Agency to stop destroying surveillance records that could be used to challenge the legality of its spying programs in court. Now, this is a lawsuit that's being brought by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF. So they're asking the NSA, don't destroy these records. We are going to be using them as part of a trial. So the NSA comes back with this kind of Kafkaesque reply, and they say, well, we can't do that because if we didn't hold these records, we could have a loss of access to lawfully collected signals intelligence information. Okay? Now think about that. They're saying we can't retain these records because we don't want to lose information. That's essentially what they're saying. So the EFF said in a statement late Thursday, says, how can the preservation of intercepted communications cause a, quote, loss of access to lawfully collected signals intelligence information? That information will remain accessible, even though it is being preserved, right? So they're saying we can't preserve it because we could lose it if we preserve it. Not true. As a matter of fact, in the crazy war on drugs here in Texas, and of course this is where much of the destruction of our Constitution into a police state, into a surveillance state, began decades ago. We have an article here from the from Forbes.com. Cops in Texas seize millions by policing for profit, and they point out that in a recent decision, a Texas Supreme Court justice compared the act of civil forfeiture to Alice in Wonderland and Kafka. Because what's happening in civil forfeiture is that they're charging inanimate objects with crimes, even though the owners are never charged with anything. They essentially charge the inanimate objects, and of course the inanimate objects have no civil liberties because, of course, they're not people. But you have these cases of the U.S. versus Learjet or the U.S. versus 1999 Camaro or whatever it is that they're coming after. And they point out that in just one county, Tarrant County, Texas, the district attorney's office seized $3.5 million plus 250 cars, 440 computers in just fiscal year 2013. That's about 10% of their budget they got by stealing property without charging even a person with a crime. In other words, they didn't find anybody guilty of a crime. They didn't even charge anyone with a crime, but they confiscated the property and charged the property with a crime. And we've seen this going on since the early 90s. Now even Forbes is taking notice of this. It used to be something that only obscure libertarian journals talked about. So at least we're making some headway when we've got mainstream articles talking about it. But they also point out that most of this went to salaries. They had $660,000 in cash used and $426,000 in cash to pay salaries. And, of course, they only gave $53,000 to six nonprofits that would benefit victims or prosecution efforts. So most of this money is going to the police department. And in Tampa, we had a case where some cops went in and totally trashed a guy's truck when he wasn't even there because they asserted that they smelled marijuana or a canine smelled it. So he comes back to his truck. He finds it absolutely, totally broken into and trashed with a note from a cop saying, we thought we smelled something funny, so we went after your truck. And now they're saying that's nothing.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Now, Alex is going to be joining us at the next hour, at the top of the hour. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to take your calls about what he has to say, because we're going to be talking about the planned implosion of our economy and how the latest incidents of children in uncontrolled amounts coming across the border, how that endangers them, and what it's going to do to our economy. And Alex is going to break that down for you. But before we get to that, I want to remind you that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by Survival Shield X2, one of our new products, much stronger than regular Survival Shield through a unique manufacturing process that utilizes iodine sources from deep within the earth. A unique new process uses high purity grade of iodine from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface, far below the Fukushima wave of radiation. Now, it's extracted from an ancient salt solution that yields a powerful and uncontaminated 650 micrograms of iodine per single drop. Tested with radiation readings of the labs to ensure freedom from Fukushima radiation, it's developed proprietary technology to create nascent iodine, and it continues to pioneer our products in potency, quality, and purity. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com to get to there, or you can go directly to InfoWarsLife.com. And our phone number is 888-253-3139. Protect yourself, protect your family, and support our operation here. Now, just before the break, we were talking about this case in Florida where this man comes back to his truck and he finds it's totally been vandalized, and all he finds is this little handwritten note from the police saying that they thought they smelled something funny. He says, I come from outside, I jump in the truck, and the whole thing's been torn apart inside. Wires have been yanked out. The paneling had some scratches on it. One could think that it was a burglar who had been inside his truck, writes the Yahoo article here, but he says it was the police, and Heller did not know it was because they left a note saying what they did. They said that a canine officer thought that he smelled something, so that gave them reason to trash his truck. He says it's used for his business, it's his whole life savings, it's his marketing tool as well as his transportation. He promotes his product, which is air horns. He said nothing was working, all of the electronics were ripped out, and of course they didn't charge him with anything because they didn't find any marijuana. They just did it on suspicion. Now, when they complained about it, the Tampa Police Department said, well, the search is legal, but it's not typical. No, it's not legal. It's not legal. The Fourth Amendment says that if you want to search somebody's person, place, property, you get a order from the judge to do so. You go before a judge before you break and enter, whether that's a car or a house. What if they started doing that to houses? I'm sure they will. We get no-knock raids from SWAT teams. People get killed regularly because of those no-knock raids. We need to get upset about this because, you know what, it's not just this fellow's truck. It's our rights. Our rights are property as well. It's not just that his truck was trashed and destroyed. We have rights, those fundamental rights, those God-given rights that are specifically recognized, and restrictions are put on the government to keep them from destroying these rights that we possess as human beings, and yet our government routinely is destroying and trashing those rights, just like they broke in and destroyed this guy's truck. Now, of course, this is on Yahoo, and it was in the odd news section. I wish it was odd news. I wish it was something that was really unusual. No, it's not unusual. It's just illegal. It's just the opposite of what the Tampa Police Department said. Now, as I mentioned, Alex is going to be joining us at the top of the hour. He's going to talk about what's going on with the larger picture of what we see happening. But there were a couple of articles that came out on Drudge this last week that I think put together, they really show a pattern of behavior that we've been talking about for a long time, that the Bilderberg Group and others have been talking about for a long time. The first one here, 37.2% are not in the labor force. It remains at a 36-year high. This is 92 million people that are not working right now. Now, of course, they'd like to play games with these unemployment figures. They say that if you're without a job for a certain period of time, you've just dropped out of the labor force and we're not going to include you anymore in that. And yet that's, and then of course they're also constantly every quarter revising the unemployment figures, always doing so in a way to make it look as if things are trending up. This is a story from CNSnews.com. And they point out that this is the lowest labor force participation that we have right now in 36 years. At no time during the presidencies of Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, or George W. Bush did such a small percentage of the civilian, non-institutional population hold a job or seek one. They say that when Obama took office in 2009, that number was at 65.7%. At the beginning of his second term, it had dropped from 65.7 to 63.6. and now it is at 62.8%. So why is it that we don't have employment? Why is it dropping? Well, there's a lot of reasons. One of them is, of course, Obamacare. Obamacare is making all businesses, especially the smaller businesses where most of the job growth comes from, they're making them very much afraid to hire people because of the added costs that are going to come with each employee. They have reduced the number of hours to define what a full-time employee is, raised the cost of insurance for people, and if you don't want to, so of course they're not hiring people and not giving them as many hours, taking them down so that they are part-time employees, and if you as an individual want to opt out of this because you don't want to pay more to the insurance companies to get less coverage, and that's what's happening because it was the insurance companies that wrote this. This is not being done for the benefit of the individuals out there. This is something's being done for the benefit of these large insurance companies that donated so much money to the politicians. But if you want to opt out of that, there's an article on Roll Call back on June 6th that said that there's going to be, they're estimating that it's going to be an additional $4 billion in revenue for the government just from taxing people who opt out of the system. Now, the headline that was on the Roll Call article, I think, was pretty amazing because they called it the shrinking Obamacare individual mandate. There's nothing shrinking about that. What shrunk was there's nothing shrinking about his mandates. And why should we be having presidential mandates about how we what kind of health insurance we have? Of course, we've said this over and over again. But here's the thing. The Congressional Budget Office went through and said, well, we think that it's going to be not 6 million people who would rather pay a tax than to pay these confiscatory insurance premiums that are being mandated on them by the insurance companies and their puppets in the government. You know, forcing young single males to buy maternity insurance, that type of thing, insurance that you don't need, insurance that you can't use, and then paying more for your deductibles, paying several times what you were before in premiums. They think that the number of people that are going to opt out of that is dropping from 6 million to 4 million. So the headline they put in here is the shrinking Obamacare individual mandate. There's nothing about the mandate that's shrinking. It's just their particular estimate. But now they're still estimating that it's going to be $4 billion in revenue. So if they're estimating that 4 million people are going to opt out and they're going to get an additional $4 billion in revenue, that's about $1,000 per person on average. And, of course, Obama said he wasn't going to raise taxes on anybody that was making less than $250,000 a year. And he said, you're not going to see any form of tax increase, not your income tax, not your payroll tax, not your capital gains tax, not any of your taxes. And he said that multiple times, as we pointed out. So there's a lot about just the Obamacare mandates that are going to take down our economy. But this is where it really, really comes in, and that is on the immigration front. Now, on the immigration front, we see news articles this last week about all these children that are being encouraged to come to North America. They're being told in Central America, go to America with your child. You won't be turned away. That's what the mothers are telling the reporters. And, of course, they're coming into Texas. They're coming into Arizona. Arizona actually is getting the overflow of Texas. Most of them are coming into Texas. And the Arizona governor, Jan Brewer, said she was disturbed on Friday and outraged after she was told by the federal government that they're going to be, in her words, dumping immigrants on them, 1,000 children right away. We're going to be back. We're going to have more information on this. And we're going to break down what it's going to do to break down our country. You can't have a welfare state and open borders at the same time. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888 253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Now, Alex is going to be joining us in the next hour to talk about what I've been just begun to talk about, and that is the dumping of illegal aliens into the United States by the Obama administration. That's essentially what's happening. Now, there was an article on Fox News about Governor Jan Brewer, governor of Arizona's reaction to the fact that so many illegal children, illegal alien children, are being brought to her state. Just this weekend, 1,000 are expected to be brought from Texas to her state. But why are they coming in? Well, they're coming in because they're being told in Central and South America, take your children to the United States, they won't refuse you. And so these parents are bringing their children in and essentially abandoning many of them. A very dangerous situation for them. And before people say that we're racist or xenophobic, I want to point out that this is something they've been doing to the third world for a very long time. This is something that the World Bank and the IMF Fund, the World Bank under Robert McNamara, basically was imploding the economies of Central and South America. Much of the third world is under his oversight of the World Bank. What they did was they shifted from loaning money to companies right after countries right after World War II to build their infrastructure. They switched to a situation where they were encouraging them to create a welfare state. essentially consumerism, money that they couldn't pay back. If they were going to build up an infrastructure, if they were going to build roads and factories, presumably that could build up their economy and they might be able to pay back those debts. But the IMF was accused of rent seeking. In other words, trying to make these people debtors to them. They were increasing their indebtedness by up to 20% each year in the third world countries. So how did that look? Well, we talked about on Friday what was going on in Venezuela, for example, the socialist people's paradise. And of course, if you want to bankrupt a country using a welfare system, no better way to do it than with a socialist like Chavez. Now, Hugo Chavez, Bloomberg likes to point out, kept up payments to bondholders, allowing them to reap returns of 692% during his 14-year tenure. Do you get that? This is Bloomberg.com bragging about the fact that this communist, Hugo Chavez, who you would think might be somebody that these capitalists wouldn't like, they love him. Why? Because he works with them. Because they got 700% profits. 700% profits. Now, it's not much better after he left. His successor now is in debt to these banks. And what's happening? Well, his people are going without drinking water, and medicine. They're having to go to other countries in order to get water, in order to get medicine. Why? Because, as they point out, this is a quote from Barclays, the government's priority is to pay their sovereign debt. In other words, this socialist government is going to pay off the bankers' loans before their people get water or medicine. That's the way that it works. You think that socialism is the opposite of this kind of crony capitalism, this kind of fascist capitalism that we're seeing here in America? No, it's the way that they roll that out. And we see that happening in Venezuela. We see it happening throughout Central America. So these poor people who are now coming to America because the bankers have imploded their country, they're now coming in and thinking that they're going to be able to get a free ride here. Well, you know what? As you can have, just like they say, you know, good, fast, and cheap, pick any two. Well, sometimes you can't even get two of those. Sometimes you can't even get one of those. You cannot have a welfare state and open borders. You can't have it. Even if you think that you can run a welfare state, as Margaret Thatcher pointed out, eventually you run out of other people's money. Or eventually what happens is the bankers loan you the money and bankrupt your country as they make 700% return on their investment, as they did in Venezuela, working with the guy who's defending the people, the guy who was on the people's side against the big corporations. Yeah, right. Paying those big corporations 700% return on their investment. So you can't have, though, you can't have a welfare state and open borders. At best, you could pick one, but you can't have both. This is a deliberate policy to destroy the United States, and people understand that. Many people understand it. Governor Brewer understands it from Arizona. As I said before, 1,000 illegal immigrant children will be dumped in Arizona. Of course, they're coming from Texas. They shouldn't be here in Texas. She said, this is a crisis of the federal government's creation, and the fact that the border remains unsecure, now apparently intentionally, while this operation continues full steam ahead, is deplorable. She said she was informed by federal officials that not only has the government been shipping these illegal immigrants out of Texas and into Arizona, but it has no plans to stop. See, it's an arrogant, in-your-face takedown of our country. It's not something that's going to help these children either. But before I get into that aspect of it, let me give you an idea of the magnitude of it. Now, this is a memo that was leaked, a four-page memo by the Deputy Border Patrol Chief dated May 30th that contradicts the Obama administration's assertion that the border is secure enough so that they can now start legalizing current illegal aliens in the United States. Now, according to this memo from the Deputy Border Patrol Chief, he says that he estimates that agents, officers, and others will apprehend more than 90,000 unaccompanied children on the border this year, rising to 142,000 next year. Last year, there were 40,000. So they're looking at this roughly tripling in 2 years. And they say, of course, chiefly they're coming from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. They're usually fleeing horrendous poverty or gang violence. Now, Where does the horrendous poverty come from? It comes from the fact that people like Venezuela and other Central American countries have indebted themselves to these bankers. As I pointed out, 700% return on investment Hugo Chavez gave to these bankers while their people starve in the kind of poverty that makes them try anything, including traveling across these dangerous areas and dumping their children in the United States in the vain hope that they're going to be better off here. It says they brave harsh conditions. In the case of the girls, they often face being raped during their journey through Mexico and across the U.S. border. Well, guess what? When they get into America, it's going to get even worse in many cases. A story breaking out of Virginia today on the DCClothesline.com. A Virginia congressman admits to the existence of child trafficking in Fairfax County, Virginia. Of course, that's right around the Washington, D.C. area, of course, and we know how many times there have been links with high government officials, not just the American government, but many governments, with child trafficking, child sex rings. In this particular article, he talks about a State Department employee with a security clearance, Monica Weslowski, I think is how you pronounce the name. She had her child stolen by CPS. They never charged her or convicted her for any wrongdoing as a parent. But because she talked about it to the media, the Virginia Department of Family Services has called her now unstable to take revenge because she talked about them taking her child, even though they never charged her with anything, even though she's somebody that has security clearance from the State Department. So now they've said that she's unstable. They're placing her son, that she placed her son in danger by going to the media, so they're going to totally strip her of any visitation rights. Now, this person who's writing this article, this is Dave Hodges, says, I have two former Virginia CPS workers who tell me that it's the goal of Virginia CPS to remove as many kids as possible and that evidence is fabricated. Papers are forged to this end. One of those sources is going public sometime in July. Prior investigations, like those of the late Nancy Schaefer, claim that children simply go missing from the care of various CPSs and that these children end up in child sex trafficking rings like the ones identified by Nick Bryant, the author of the Franklin scandal. And then he points out that Wells Fargo Wachovia was caught in sex trafficking of children and paid $400 million in fines, but, of course, nobody in that bank went to jail. And then, of course, DynCorp, with ties to the Republicans, was also caught doing the same thing, and they paid a large fine. But, again, nobody went to jail. We've been talking about this for a long time. Alex has talked about this over and over and over again. So it breaks my heart to see people bringing their children across, exposing them to these dangers, dumping them in the United States, just as I pointed out, like parents were doing at Hong Kong Disneyland when they couldn't get in. They just put their children over the fences and here, have a good time. That's what they're doing. You can't do that. This is a very dangerous world. This is a very dangerous country. We've had over and over again exposures of child sex trafficking. They also are going to become minions of the federal government. They're going to see the government as their savior, as their daddy. This has always been the dream of every tyrannical government, going back to Plato's Republic. He wanted to destroy the family. He wanted the children to see the government as their only family. What's going to happen with these children who have no family, no cultural connection, except to the government that they see as their benefactor? That is what Obama and the people who want to take this country down want. They want these children to see the government as their family, as their benefactor, as their protector, as their God. That's why they're doing this. We're going to break it out. There's more to this. Alexis Jones is going to be with us in the next segment. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.